Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Raffner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night. I hope you had a good one. I hope your NFL team did something good. Hope your NFL team didn't waste their draft. I hope they did not waste their opportunity. What I will not do is waste your time, because I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. The NFL draft, the first round, it is a wrap. The JR Sport Brief Show is coming to you live from Kansas City. It's real simple. Thank you to everybody who locked into the show, the draft show, with myself, Zach Gelb, Andrew Perloff. And here I am with you, and you with me. Again, we got a lot to discuss. Bryce Young goes number one. Will Levis does not get drafted at all. And we got a lot to talk about in between. Wide receivers, quarterbacks, defensive tackles, the Eagles added more defenders. So we and I got you covered. You can always listen to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on your local affiliate. You can always tune in on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you're smart, you might already have a smart speaker. All you have to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I said to you, I'm coming to you live from Kansas City, the NFL Draft Experience. My main man, super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he is holding it down in New York City. Hey, Shep, how you doing, man? You good?
JR, I'm doing excellent, man. You have had one busy night, my friend. Jesus.
It's busy. It's fun, man. There were drunks that walked by, and there's a football field in front of me, and then I watched the draft, and then Zach and Perloff were great, and then Hickey is cool, too. Hickey, you're cool, man. He's still here. Hickey's not even paying attention to me.
So excited about the number four pick right now. He's on cloud nine.
Yeah, we're going to get into the number four pick, Anthony Richardson. And so tonight's draft, and let me just put some parameters and at least a decent bumper on it. Folks, it's just the draft. There's not a guarantee that anybody who was selected tonight is going to turn into a superstar. There's not a guarantee that anyone who was selected tonight will alter or change your franchise into the future. Look at past draft histories. This is the fun part about the draft. You have an opportunity. You have a chance to go out and feel and have some type of excitement. But there's no damn guarantees here. And so if you did not hear or listen to our draft show, if you didn't see it on television, if you don't know what took place and happened, here, let me go ahead and just give you a quick recap. And then we'll actually hear from some of the young men who were selected tonight in the NFL draft. Let me give you a quick spoiler here. Will Levis did not get drafted. There were issues that were revealed about his toe, and he's like, my foot is good. He sat in the draft room, undrafted. He sat next to a young lady in a red dress, and I'm pretty sure he will go back to the hotel room, and she will console him just by giving him a nice pat on the back. But anyway, selected number one overall to the surprise of no one, was Bryce Young out of Alabama. You can throw all of the ideas about his size, about his ability to gain weight, to grow taller. Maybe this isn't the same situation as a Kenny Pickett. How big can his hands be? People just looked in general. How big can Bryce Young be? C.J. Stroud, He ended up being drafted number 2 overall by the Houston Texans. The Texans then also taking an opportunity to trade up. They traded into the number 3 spot with the Arizona Cardinals, and they go back-to-back, and they take Will Anderson Jr. Anthony Richardson goes 4 to the Indianapolis Colts. We'll talk about that. Devon Witherspoon goes to Seattle. Paris Johnson, offensive tackle, goes to the Cards at 6. Tyree Wilson at 7. All of my friends down in Atlanta, I'm going to hear about this for months. Bijan Robinson. The Atlanta Falcons decided to go out there and add another running back. And Desmond Ridder, I guess they don't want this guy to really go out there and throw the ball at all. Jalen Carter goes 9. Carolina, that trade there. Jalen Carter coming out of Georgia. Not going to be asked to do a whole lot but rotate. And then another offensive tackle, Darnell Wright out of Tennessee, joins the Chicago Bears to help protect Justin Fields, who we know Poles wants to just have him out there, or the other Ryan. He wants him out there throwing the ball more. Matter of fact, Bryce Young, he spoke after he was drafted. He talked about being selected number 1, going to those Panthers. This is what he had to say, courtesy of the NFL Network.
It's still crazy. It's a blessing. I'm super grateful to be here. I'm super grateful for the blessings from God for allowing me to be here. I'm grateful for all the people that allow me to do it. As amazing as this moment is, and I'm going to try to live in the moment, I can't wait to get to work tomorrow and start building off of that. Everything I have, I'm going to give everything to the franchise, to the organization, to the coaches, that believed in me and drafted me. And, I'm forever indebted for that. So everything I have, preparation, not just on Sundays, but throughout the entire week, I'm going to give it my all.
As he should. Bryce Young joining the Carolina Panthers. They are looking for their first game-changing quarterback since some guy named Cam Newton took the Carolina Panthers to the Super Bowl back in 2015. Now, Bryce Young, who's he going to have to work with? Adam Thielen is coming over from the Minnesota Vikings. You have DJ Chark. You have Miles Sanders. And so this isn't the greatest. This ain't the greatest options here for Bryce Young to throw the football around to. You think about Frank Reich. Typically, you've heard him say it before. He prefers a larger quarterback. For a minute there, maybe months ago, there was a thought that maybe C.J. Stroud would be that dude. But no, it is Bryce Young. But C.J. Stroud, he didn't have to wait too much longer, because C.J. Stroud, he was taken with the next pick. C.J. Stroud selected number 2 overall out of Ohio State. We know the knock on C.J. Stroud. It's not about his size. He's 6'3", 214 pounds. There were concerns from C.J. Stroud about his ability to operate outside of the pocket. What is C.J. Stroud going to do when there are 200-300-pound linemen pretty much just following him, ending up on each side? Is he going to be able to improvise? But Nick Caserio, the general manager, still the general manager of the Houston Texans, he didn't have no doubts. He selected C.J. Stroud. And if you are the Texans, you didn't wait for your QB. C.J. Stroud, he spoke to the NFL Network as well after he was drafted. It's a simple question. You're going to be the Texans quarterback. What the hell are you bringing to the team?
I bring me. I bring a man of God. I bring a leader. I bring somebody who's going to go to work every day and work their tail off. Somebody who comes from a winning tradition. Somebody who wants to win. And that's all I care about, man. So I'm going to be the best teammate, the best leader, the best quarterback I can be.
Okay. All right. I don't know if all of that's going to add up to W's, but we're going to find out soon enough. The Houston Texans also, that there's a reason why all of these teams are being selected or selecting earlier on in the draft. If you want to look at the Panthers and say, wow, who is Bryce Young going to work with? Have you looked at the Houston Texans depth chart? Damian Pierce is going to be ran into the ground. Do you have faith in Robert Woods staying healthy throughout the course of the season? Dalton Schultz being the ultimate security blanket there. C.J. Stroud, if there's one positive here for Texans fans, is that they don't have to watch Davis Mills pretend to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. And the Houston Texans didn't just stop there. after they took C.J. Stroud, number two overall, they continued on. The Arizona Cardinals, they traded their number three pick and their fourth round selection this year to the Texans for the number 12 pick, the number 33 pick, and a 2024 first and third round selection. That is a big haul. And who did the Texans go ahead and grab? Will Anderson. The Texans were going to have two picks, period, here in the first round. They decided to trade up. They didn't want to waste time. They got both offense and defense bringing in Will Anderson Jr. And let's see if it works out for him. Will Anderson Jr., he spoke to the NFL Network. This is what he had to say about being the first defensive player selected in the draft. This is his contributions to the Texans.
It means everything. You know, everybody don't know how much hard work goes into this, man. The sacrifices I made, the hard work, the dedication, everything that goes into this. They just see what happened on Saturday. But the process, man, I'm just so blessed and favored by God. They're just getting a complete player, complete person, a high character player, but also a good player. You know what I'm saying? It's going to go out there, do his job every snap, relentless motor, high mindset, good motivation, good energy on the team, jumping up and down. And that's what I'm all about. And I'm ready.
He could be ready. Are the Texans ready? I mean, you can believe in D'Amico Ryans. I know all of my friends down in Houston. Shout outs to everybody listening on 610 The Loop. You can be excited about D'Amico Ryans. Are you excited about C.J. Stroud? Are you excited about Will Anderson Jr.? Will Anderson Jr. might be there for the next 10 years, but is C.J. Stroud going to make it out of his rookie contract? We've seen this before, unfortunately. Texans fans have seen this before. They've seen this since the beginning of the team. We have seen this with David Carr. I hope that's not the case for C.J. Stroud, that the man becomes an NFL player, an NFL quarterback, and all of a sudden you turn and he's just a human pinata. I hope not for C.J. Stroud. Quarterbacks are hit and miss. Go ask the New York Jets. We had a whole press conference yesterday featuring Aaron Rodgers. Why is Aaron Rodgers a New York Jet? Because Zach Wilson could not get the job done. There's no exact science here. And that's now going to take me to the number four pick, Anthony Richardson. We've seen this man. I've watched him play. The only reason that I would even turn on the Gators last year was to see what Anthony Richardson was going to do. Who was he going to truck? Who was he going to run around? He looks like a linebacker playing quarterback. He's a physical freak. After scores, he's doing backflips, standing backflips. And physically, he's the size of a Cam Newton with the shiftiness of a Lamar Jackson. Anthony Richardson is a freak athlete. Is he ready for NFL action? He ain't start too many games with the Gators, no more than about 10 games. And all of a sudden now he's going to be an Indianapolis Colt? Not too shabby. I'm going to tell you more about Anthony Richardson, but this is what he had to say about being selected at number four overall.
I knew it was going to be emotional for me because I always dreamed of this, but when I got the call, it just hit me, like really hit me deep that, you know, I finally made it to this level, and I just got to keep working and be the best. You know, I'm going to be a dynamic player for the franchise, you know. I'm going to work hard, I'm going to be a leader, but it's time to make my own legacy now. No more Cameron Jackson, it's Anthony Richardson now.
Uh-oh. Tell him how you really feel. Gardner Minshew just signed with the Indianapolis Colts a couple of weeks ago. So there's no real big rush here for Anthony Richardson to hit the field as a starter. And if I'm the Indianapolis Colts, I'm not doing that. Even from a college perspective, he does not have the experience. Is he a freak? If you put the football in his hands, can he go out there and get you a first down? Can he turn a three-yard gain into pay dirt? Yes, he can. And so although I'm surprised that he was taken at number four overall, this is actually a good fit, I believe, for Anthony Richardson. Gardner Minshew can kind of hold things down until he's ready. This might be a similar situation to what Justin Fields encountered or had when he was drafted and sent out to Chicago. He's not going to get thrown to the wolves right away. He's going to be able to have a slow transition. I know we know Lamar Jackson. And we'll talk about Lamar Jackson as well here in this show. He got his contract finally. Lamar Jackson didn't just wake up and become the quarterback of the Ravens. We saw him at the end of the season. He had some runs here or there. And then he was named the full-time starter. I think that'll be the same trajectory that we will see and that we will have with Anthony Richardson. And they, being the Indianapolis Colts, they're going to continue running. Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman, they're going to run that football. And the Indianapolis Colts looking to start over. They have been hunting, searching for a quarterback since that last guy, last name Luck, decided that his luck ran out in the NFL and he no longer wanted to go out there and just be in constant pain. So congratulations to everyone selected and drafted in the first round tonight. Bryce Young going number one overall. C.J. Stroud going number two. Will Anderson back-to-back with the Texans at number three. Anthony Richardson going four. Devon Witherspoon going five. We had a lot of moves tonight. Bijan Robinson, the Falcons going running back. The Eagles snatching up Jalen Carter. You think about the Lions, Jahmyr Gibbs. They wasted no time saying, hey, you know what? We'll take a running back too. Because DeAndre Swift ain't been getting the job done. Jack Campbell, another Lion. He's a linebacker. Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Geno Smith has somebody to throw the ball to. Quentin Johnston, a big body target out in Los Angeles for the Chargers, and Justin Herbert. We got a lot to do, a lot to talk about. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the NFL Draft Experience in Kansas City. If you want to talk to me, it is oh so simple. The number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about the quarterback who was not selected, not drafted. We're going to talk about Lamar Jackson. I understand there was an NBA game tonight as well. The Boston Celtics are moving on, and the Hawks, they're just staying at home. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
When you put me on, a lot of times you blend the commonalities of sports and business and drive together. So first of all, you know, thank you for what you do. You have the ultimate drive. A lot of people know you. And
here's JR.
Hey, shout outs to my main man, Damon John of Shark Tank. Thank you for the kind words. I think a lot of these NFL players, they can talk to Damon about managing their money. Because these first rounders, they getting a lot of it. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Kansas City, the NFL Draft Experience, where there are a lot of happy Kansas City Chiefs fans. I mean, they selected last in the first round, obviously, coming off of another championship. Felix Anudike Uzama, who's an edge rusher, kind of a hometown dude coming out of Kansas State. Kansas City Chiefs fans, man, they have been loud. They have been rambunctious. They've been enjoying themselves. They have not been afraid to tell every single visitor that they are the champions. You know, last year, covering the draft in Las Vegas, there were tons of fans from everywhere. I guess because it's Vegas. You're always going to have a wide variety of individuals from all over the country, all over the world, just trying to party. But this draft feels very, very Kansas City. Maybe it'll be the same next season when we get to Detroit. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You think about what did take place in the draft. We know that there were a lot of conversations surrounding the quarterbacks, and we heard from some of them when we started the show last break. You had Bryce Young, who went number one overall. C.J. Stroud immediately went number two to the Houston Texans. Anthony Richardson, he went number four to the Indianapolis Colts. And that was all she wrote for the quarterbacks here in the first round of the draft. there was no Will Levis being drafted. We did get a report throughout the course of the evening that one of the reasons that Will Levis was not drafted was due to his toe injury. There was a particular team who was interested in him but decided not to bring him in because they thought that he might need surgery. And so Will Levis sat in the green room throughout the course of the draft, and of course, he was not drafted. And so he goes back to the hotel tonight disappointed. If you think about what takes place in the second round, there are some teams here that might wake up and decide to pull in Will Levis. The Detroit Lions will be selecting at number 34. Sure, they have Jared Goff, but are you really all that high on him? You think the Lions are going to hold on to him forever? The answer is no. The Indianapolis Colts, they are not going to double up. The Los Angeles Rams select at number 36. You have the Raiders at number 38. You got the Titans coming back up at 41, the Saints at 40. And so I would believe that Will Levis will be selected pretty early here in the second round of the draft. And you could say the same thing about Hooker out of Tennessee. He wasn't drafted. And if you want to think about someone else not drafted tonight, the other biggest name not selected in the first round, Joey Porter Jr., coming out of Penn State. You might remember his dad used to crack them skulls for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's go ahead and get to the phone lines. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot to get to. We got a lot to discuss tonight because the NFL draft is not the only news. Lamar Jackson finally got his deal. We're going to talk about Lamar, his deal, their draft selection, what this means for them moving into the future. But let's not waste time. Let's go to Houston, Texas, and talk to Syed. Syed, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Hey, really happy with the draft. You know, last couple years for Houston football has not been exciting. A lot of people don't remember, but before, you know, Deshaun and some of the suspension happened, things were actually looking good for the Texans fans. We were actually up 24-0 against the Chiefs in the playoffs. Of course, they came back in that game.
I remember that choke away. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. But what I'm really happy about, I want to say one thing and then make a comment. There's a lot of chatter about C.J. Stroud the last couple weeks about the S2 score and his, you know, comprehension and cognitive skills. And I'm happy that Coach D'Amico Ryan and Nick Cassero didn't kind of buy into that or didn't overly buy into that. And I was also happy. There was a lot of rumors in the local media that Coach D'Amico wanted to go defensive and Cassero wanted to go offensive. But the fact that they made a move to get the second and third shows me that, you know, they're aligned or they're at least early on, they seem like they're working together.
Well, I always thought that would have definitely been an option. They originally, before trading up to that number 3 spot, they held the number 12 spot. So I thought it was a given that they would go offense and defense. I actually believe that the Houston Texans would have selected defense first and then got a quarterback. But they really must have loved Stroud because they got him and then they went and got Will.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I can't speak, obviously, for all the fans, but just some of the reaction, local media, local social media. Looks like people are obviously pretty happy. I mean, obviously, this is going to take some time.
Sure.
But, JR, a comment I wanted to make or get your opinion. I feel like the way the NFL is changing, obviously, you know, Brady for many years, he was kind of creative with his contracts and how he took the money. But I feel like the way the NFL is now, obviously, it's exciting to see Lamar Jackson's contract. But I feel like the way to win nowadays is you stack up all the other positions and it's your quarterback on the first contract, because once your quarterback gets on their second contract and their elite quarterback and the quarterback's commanding $200, $250, $300 million, you know, we know Mahomes and Burrow and all these guys are
sure
going to get new contracts.
No, it's Syed.
I'd like to hear your comments.
I'll give it to you right now, Syed. Thank you for calling from Houston. No, that's the preferred method, man. I mean, if I look at my hometown Falcons, and I know there are a lot of people not happy with the fact that they took Robinson out of Texas, because it's like, hey, why are you going out here and grabbing a running back? You can wait until the 20s to get a running back. You can wait until the second round to get a running back. And it's the same thing. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to the Detroit Lions, I personally believe, to replace DeAndre Swift. And he said he was shocked that he got a call that he was drafted when he was. And so, yes, the game is absolutely changing. And my point is, for the Falcons, they're pretty much building the rest of the roster out. And if Ridder works, great. If he doesn't, they're going to get him the hell up on out of there. Now, the thing is, you can build up a roster, but then you look for a QB, you may not be bad enough to draft a good one number one. You may have to settle for a veteran QB. But you got to move in that direction first. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mark, he is here from Nova Scotia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me on again.
Sure.
I'm just wondering if you think, or sorry, how close do you think Will Levis and Hendon Hooker positionally will be drafted? So that was a weird way of saying it. How far apart do you think that they will be drafted? Do you think it's going to be pretty close?
Yeah, well, I just ran through some of the options in the second round. You had a lot of teams here who were quarterback eligible who didn't necessarily go in that direction. For instance, for the Tennessee Titans, they selected at number 11 overall Peter Skoronski coming out of Northwestern. Right. They got an offensive lineman. If I have to think about the Tennessee Titans, let's be real here. They are, I don't want to say treading water, they're dead on arrival. Like Derrick Henry, you feel bad for him. You want to see him on a contender. And then Ryan Tannehill coming off of his ankle surgery. I mean, Ryan Tannehill, I feel like he's been cooked and riding the coattails of Derrick Henry for quite some time now. So
for sure.
You look in the second round, I wouldn't be shocked if Levis and then Hooker went. And then based on what we heard about Levis and his foot injury, his toe injury, which one team believes might require surgery, don't be shocked if Hendon goes before him and he's coming off of a blown-out knee.
Well, that was my original. I was going to originally frame that question, like, do you think Hooker will go first? And then I talked myself out of it, actually. I'm just wondering, too, like, I mean, I'm hearing Hendon Hooker's 25, which it sounds crazy for me to say this, like, he's old. Right?
I don't think that matters too much because when you're getting selected there, we got dudes playing forever. So whether or not you are 22 or you're 24, you would expect someone at 24 to be a little bit more of a finished product. And let's be real, before he blew out his knee, he was in that Heisman conversation. So if he's going to go to a team and be a serviceable backup, potentially be a starter, I don't think his age is going to matter too much. But it's not a shock.
I agree.
It's not a shock and surprise. And thank you, Mark, for calling from Nova Scotia. Can any of us be surprised that the two dudes who have dealt with injury are here, still available to be selected in the second round? I don't think anybody can be too shocked or surprised at that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Someone who didn't have to worry about that, not at all. Bryce Young going number one overall to the Carolina Panthers. The owner of the Carolina Panthers, David Tepper, he spoke and he said, you know what? I'm glad that we have this young man in here. We're going to continue building around him. And this is why we chose him number one overall.
We thought this guy had the highest probability of winning Super Bowls. And I think for myself, and I don't want to speak for Frank, and I think he feels the Scott, we feel the same way. Listen, you want to win Super Bowls. And, you know, there's no sure thing here, but it's a probability sort. And we thought this guy has the best probability of winning us Super Bowls. You know, the way he throws the ball, the way he's a point guard, how you can use the different players in the field, how you might not have to have as many elite receivers because he's the point guard, right? So he distributes the ball to people with routes. So you can save some money there. You know, we believe we can save money other places because of him and put that money into the defensive side of the ball.
When you think about this, he's the opposite of what they had in Cam Newton. In Cam Newton, the Carolina Panthers basically drafted a bulldozer. And we see how his body has now paid for it. I know Cam Newton trying to get back into the NFL, but his body's paid for it. whether it's his shoulder, his foot, his legs. He's paying for it. He's not in the league, and he's trying to tell everybody, I'll even hop on and pop on as a backup at this point of my career. He was so big, he was abusing the opposition. Carolina Panthers fans are not going to see Bryce Young out there abusing the competition. He's not going to be dropping shoulders into strong safeties as he crosses the line of scrimmage. But I do believe this is a good move. I'm not concerned about his size because the NFL has completely changed. It's wide the hell open. Is he going to be accosted and abused by 300-pound linemen? Yeah. People scream and yell all the damn time about Kyler Murray. He's too small. And Kyler Murray is, he might be short. He's stocky as hell. He can take a hit, but he's been injured. I think Bryce Young, his intelligence as a quarterback, his decision-making is going to go a long way. We saw a pocket passer, not too tall himself, although taller than Bryce Young and Drew Brees, operate and perform at a Hall of Fame level. Am I predicting that for Bryce Young? No. No, I'm not. But I think he's worthy of the number one overall pick. What do you think? All my friends in Carolina, are you happy with this selection? I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side. Hey, David Tepper believes Bryce Young can help them win Super Bowls. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to pick up the phone some more. And then I want to talk to you about Lamar Jackson.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, first off, for making my drive from the south side of Atlanta to the north side every night bearable.
I always enjoy listening to you, man. Intellectual and introspective. I appreciate you.
I just started listening to you about 6 months ago. Man, I love your show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
And I love you for loving the show. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Kansas City from the NFL Draft Experience. They're doing a whole concert behind me. I don't know who's performing, but these people here are just, they've been ready to party. They're still partying, and, I mean, there's a lot of people partying. NFL draft picks, they got money and loans. They're partying. Everybody partying except for Will Levis, not selected here in the first round of the draft. We've already talked about Bryce Young being selected number one, C.J. Stroud going number two to the Texans. The Texans having number two was not enough. They said, screw 12. We're going to trade up to number three, going ahead and taking Will Anderson. And so there's a lot that has gone on. But we all got the big news earlier this afternoon when we found out that Lamar Jackson, via his own announcement on social media, let everybody know, he's staying with the Ravens. You can throw out the tag. You can throw out all of the concerns surrounding Lamar being traded, going elsewhere, sitting out, because his deal is worth a reported $260 million, a five-year deal that gets him $52 million a season. That is $1 million more than the man who signed his deal last week. That is Jalen Hurts. $185 million is guaranteed here in Lamar Jackson's deal. Kyler Murray receiving $189 guaranteed. He got his deal. Lamar's getting his cash, and Lamar Jackson is happy. He went on social media, and he told everybody, hey, there's been a lot that's been said about the negotiations and the trade request, and he said this and she did that, but I know one thing. I'm just going to be a Raven. Listen to Lamar Jackson.
You know, for the last few months, there's been a lot of he say, she say, a lot of nail biting, a lot of head scratching going on. But for the next 5 years, it's a lot of flock going on. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go, man. Can't wait to get there. Can't wait to be there. Can't wait to light up M&T for the next 5 years, man. Let's get it.
He's ready to go. he's so ready to go that the Ravens, with the number 22 selection, they didn't waste any time getting Lamar Jackson some help. Zay Flowers was selected number 22 overall, a wide receiver out of Boston College. And I know, for how many years have we talked about Lamar Jackson not having help? They bring in Odell Beckham Jr. Sure, his ACL he might not have. Damn it, he doesn't have an ACL. He told you as much. You think about Bateman. You think about Duvernay. I think they have mirror injuries. Mark Andrews is still there. And now you're picking up Zay Flowers. And so this offense, especially now with Todd Monken at the helm, they should be dynamic. The key word, should. But we know they've had difficulty staying healthy. Even Lamar Jackson, the past few seasons, leg injuries, ending the playoffs against the Buffalo Bills with a concussion. But you can bet on this. He's going to be around for the foreseeable future. And this is not a short term. He is 3 years, a five-year deal, $260 million, $185 guaranteed. Are Ravens fans happy with this? I'd be happy if I was a Ravens fan. What's there to complain about? You got Greg Roman gone. People were going to the team's facility, handing out flyers, begging for him to leave. And now you got Lamar Jackson. And now you have Odell. And now you got a speedster, one of these short, compact wide receivers that gets the ball and he's out like a blaze in Zay Flowers. If I'm a Ravens fan, I'm thrilled with everything that has just taken place here over the last 8 hours. I can't even give you a full half a day, 12. 8 hours, this has been good for the Ravens. The man who does the drafting, Eric DaCosta, he spoke. He was on the Ravens' Twitter, and he said, "You damn right, I am happy. We're all happy. We re-signed Lamar Jackson."
Ravens fans, very happy to announce that we have agreed in principle with our quarterback, the franchise quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Very excited. It was a long, long process, but family is never easy. We're thrilled that we're able to get this done. And the question now is, what do we do for an encore?
Oh, an encore? Can y'all stay healthy for an encore? We're going to have plenty of years of encore here with Lamar Jackson. I hope he can stay healthy enough to collect every single dollar and every single cent. Eric DaCosta sounded a little out of breath. It's like he's had a rough time, and I'm sure he did. But I do have to give credit to the Ravens organization. They didn't sweat here. Other teams didn't even offer him a gig because I guess they figured that the Ravens would just easily go out there and counter it. Especially the fact that the idea in his trade request, which was nothing, I believe, than a ploy to still get his deal, put some pressure on the Ravens, it came out when Coach Harbaugh was having a press conference. And even at that point, he was calm, he was cool, he was collected, he showed no concern. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jared, he's calling from, this is not Ravens Nation at all. Let's go to Jared in Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jared?
Hey, what's up? I love the Ravens signing of Lamar, so just keep that there. We got the first pick in the tomorrow. I like our pick with Broderick Jones. I know everybody's pointing to Joey Porter Jr., which I don't really.
Why? Why? Because his name is Joey Porter?
Jr.
Okay. Well, his daddy carries his father's name, yes.
Yeah, I just hear a lot about him coming here. People wanted him to be a Steeler in our first round, and he's still available.
Well, I only think that, and thank you, Jared, for calling up. That's only because his daddy's name. His daddy was a Steeler. Now he got to be a Steeler. Is that how it works? I mean, it's not like Joey Porter is writing a check, so is the general manager. Joseph is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Joseph?
What's going on, JR? How you feeling, bro?
Excellent. Go ahead.
First, let me ask you, bro, how's that experience down there? Was it great?
Yeah, I mean, it's hold on. There's a lot of feedback there, Joseph. People are having a good time. I smell barbecue cooking right now. You heard me, Shep. I smell barbecue.
I heard it.
And that's all anybody wants to eat, think, or I have not had barbecue today at all. I haven't had barbecue. I've been here for 2 days. I haven't had barbecue. Maybe tomorrow.
Text Carrington.
Harrison?
Yeah.
For barbecue?
He'll know some. He'll know the. I mean, you know it too, but he'll show you the exact spot.
That's what I'm saying. I said I haven't had any. I didn't say I wanted it either.
Got it.
Now you're making me look like a jerk.
Sorry.
It's like going to somebody's house and they say, hey, don't you want some of this? And you're just like, nah, I don't want to eat that. Now I'm disrespectful, right?
You were talking it up last night like it was like, you know, the second to none.
No, I didn't say that. I said Kansas City is known for barbecue. That's all. I didn't say I wanted it. I was eating like I had rice and vegetables and bison yesterday. So that's not barbecue. What type of jerk am I? But no, the vibe here is good, Joseph. Why? You going to make a quick trip down?
I mean, probably not. Not from Baltimore, no.
okay, go ahead quickly.
But bro, I'm ecstatic about the deal with Lamar. I mean, it was only a matter of time. As long as it's as team friendly as the Hurts deal, I don't see any problem with it. And then also, I'm happy with the draft pick. I mean, I thought we were going to trade for D-Hop. But Zay Flowers is definitely a great pickup. He reminds me of a young Steve Smith.
Okay.
Which, I mean, people know when he was here, he was a Hall of Famer. So.
He was a beast. And thank you, Joseph, for calling from Baltimore. I hear you, man. If you are a fan of the Ravens, what you complaining about today? Nothing, right? Over the past couple of months, you got rid of Greg Roman. You got Lamar Jackson with a long-term contract. You picked up a wide receiver in the draft. You were able to sign Odell Beckham Jr., who's going to want to play on a prove-it deal. Be happy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to talk to a lot of happy people on the other side of the break, and we're going to hear from the number one overall pick, Bryce Young. He spoke. I'll play that on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio, live from Kansas City.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations. Dr. Christine Moutier of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention talks about the daily change of emotions and mental wellness.
Yeah, mental health and emotions are extremely dynamic, meaning they change. That's the most remarkable thing, to start to see crisis moments become less and less intense or less frequent.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.
Attention, please, passengers, fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.